Mortgage Mom here with some tips and advice for you. Do you have some debt that you'd like to get rid of? Credit cards, student loans, personal loans, car loans. Hey, do you own an RV and you want to get rid of that too? Just depends on what kind of equity you have in your property, but I don't want you to be worried that your interest rate right now on your first mortgage is so low that you don't want to get rid of it. I have a blended rate calculator and we're going to look and see what are you paying for all of your debts. I'll bet you anything that my rate on a new mortgage is going to be lower than what you're paying in everything combined right now. Give me a call. Let's do that. Let's go through it together. You can reach me at my office at 844-935-3634. You can text me, text the word mom to 474747. And hey, when you call, be prepared. Have those statements in front of you. Know what you owe. Know what those interest rates are. And let's put that calculator to good use.
We do get all of your text messages and your emails. Text the word mom to 474747 or call 844-935-3634 or email Debbie at mortgagemomradio.com.
I love email because I'll tell you that I can only take so many phone calls in an actual day. And we do get them scheduled. They're scheduled like clockwork. They're, you know, every.
You take a lot of time with.
I take a lot of time. So I schedule them out for 30 to 45 minutes. I won't make another appointment for another 45 minutes, you know, but you figure that that gives me about 7 to 8 phone calls in a day. And yet, emails could be just coming in rapid fire at me. And I am very good at multitasking. We've talked about this in the past.
You're a mom. That's what moms do.
That is what we do. So if, you know, you do want to get a very quick question, obviously, first and foremost, call the office. And I'll definitely, if I'm there, I'm answering the phone. If I'm on another call, I've got Rosie answering the phone. You guys will meet her next week. But, you know, you guys can always email me. Email is so great. So it's Debbie at mortgagemomradio.com. You can go to my website, mortgagemomradio.com. It's that easy. Click on the connect button. It's that fast. And you guys can write up your email right there and it'll come on over to me. You can send it to the email address. You guys can text us, text the word mom to 474747. Multiple ways that you guys can get your questions to us and get them answered. So please, if you guys want to call, fantastic. Let's get you on the books. Let's talk to you. It's Saturday morning. The show is going. Let's get you on air. Let's answer. Let's get that question on air and let's answer it. And
just because we're talking on the radio right now doesn't mean we can't answer the phone at the same time.
Oh, so we're doing it all.
We got a whole crew of moms.
We are doing it all. We've got a whole crew of everybody answering the phones right now. So you guys get your calls in. It's 844-935-3634. Send those messages over. Don't forget you guys have an opportunity to win those Stagecoach tickets. And we're going to be announcing those on April the 8th. So that is around the corner. Like, next, not this coming Monday, but the following. So you guys are down to about 1 week, 8-9 days to get those questions in to possibly win those tickets to Stagecoach.
We've gotten some good ones too. I'm not going to say like which one my favorite one is, but
we've gotten some good ones. We got some really, really good ones from last week when we were talking about I needed the prank. I needed some ideas for pranking Manny at Stagecoach. So those actually, there were some really good ones
that
came in.
Okay, he's out driving right now. He might be listening.
We're not going to reread those text messages.
Nobody tip him off on Twitter or anything too, because he is a tweeter.
Oh, he is a tweeter. Yes, I was screamed at for not having Diet Coke in the house the other day.
Oh. Oh, it's so funny, that conversation. Because I get the dings, too, for the Twitter. And he's like, he says something like, oh, we ain't got no more Diet Coke. And
you it was a Diet Coke nightmare, I swear.
And you did such a mom response, like, well, you can.
I said, there are cases and cases of water in the house, along with sparkling ice. We have lemonade and milk and Snapple and, my goodness, holy cow, the roof just blew off. There's no Diet Coke.
And then he replies, don't make me unfollow you, Mom.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, you guys, get those questions in. I do want some more prank Manny ideas. I want questions about me. You guys want to ask about me. That's fantastic. You want to know about kids, diapers, heart surgery, parents, elderly parents. You want to know about autism, anything at all that you guys want to know about. Those are my subjects, and I've got
At home, by the way, with the autism thing?
You know what? It's going good. He's in school. He just started, and he's he's getting sick a lot. So we've been through the, you know, sick over and over and over again. We're lucky to keep him in school for, you know, a week or two before we get another fever and another week that we're out. But it's going really good. And, you know, he's definitely making some progress and getting a little bit more eye contact and, you know, playing a little bit more like pretend play. He's got the getting the cars down on the floor and kind of driving them around like you should with a toy. So we're getting there. Still no words yet. We're not talking or anything, and we're not signing yet, you know, trying to, you know, tell us what you want. So that's kind of the most frustrating part for the child and for the parents is, you know, they want to communicate and they know what they want. They just can't communicate. So, you know, it's very frustrating for him, and we're working really, really hard with him on that, but it's going good. It's one step at a time, one day at a time.
And we're going to open up the show a little bit more as the weeks progress to have it more mom centric. We're going to talk about stuff like this.
Yeah,
outside
absolutely.
Of home mortgage lending and refinance and the calculator, which I want you to talk about because it's my favorite part, but later.
The mom calculator. I love
now,
it.
Now, you've already replied to all these emails, so let's just kind of go over it because you are pretty fast at these emails.
Yes. So. Yes. These have all come in either at some point in time, maybe towards the end of last week's show or maybe throughout this past week. These are questions that have come in, so I've definitely replied to them and then a couple of them this morning, and the questions are still coming in. So I want everybody to understand, even if you don't hear me read or Barry read your question and me answer it, we always do go back and we get them on air. So if you get me a question today, you will get an answer today. You get me a question in the middle of the week, you will get an answer in the middle of the week, but you will also hear us answer that either on the show that, you know, during the show that you're asking the question or the following show.
Yeah, because your questions are great. So let's highlight
them. They're all
some
good. They're all good. Let's do it.
All right. Here's one from William in the 626. I like
all right.
this one. He says, my wife and I are moving to Texas as I was offered a job with an oil and gas company there. Well,
ooh,
congratulations.
Yes.
Texas is where they do that stuff.
That is where they do it. I love Texas, and I love doing loans in Texas.
We found a house that we love, but the realtor is saying that the mortgage company she works with won't finance anything under 50 grand.
Mm.
We've done some research and know that the area qualifies for USDA funding,
mm-hmm.
which is more than just a meat.
Yes.
USDA is a meat thing, right?
USDA.
I thought it was
yes,
just a meat thing.
Yes.
But.
No. I mean, that actually brings me back to, you know, for William listening or
he
anybody
says,
else.
What are our options?
Yeah. So anybody else listening, if you guys go to YouTube right now, you go to the Mortgage Mom Radio channel and you guys watch the workshop. I believe that it was 103 that I actually talk about USDA loans in that workshop. And USDA loans are great because they are zero down payment. They are for rural areas. If I said that right, rural. I always say it wrong.
Mm-hmm. out in the sticks for those
hey,
you
know what? Don't
of.
Even laugh. Where my dad lives now and where I grew up for a good amount of my life, my childhood, we did not have an address. We were rural route 4.
What? You have running water? You have a bathroom?
Yes. Well, the running water is a
electricity?
Well. There is electricity, but no gas. If you want gas, you have to have propane.
Paved roads?
There are paved roads, but the way that they do it is that they actually drop down tar and then they drop down rock as the cars drive over the rock and the gravel is hitting your car and the tar is hitting your car, you have now created your road, your street. And when we were little kids, our favorite thing to do in the whole wide world in the summertime was to actually sit in the middle of the street because it would get really hot. And this was real tar mixed with real gravel. And we would sit there and the tar would bubble. And so we would sit for hours and we would pop the tar bubbles with our fingers. It was just...
That was a childhood thing you did?
That was a childhood thing that we did.
Tar bubble popping.
Tar bubble popping in the
that.
Summer. Why do you think I'm on Go Country 105? Guys, I am on this radio station for a reason.
Tar bubble popping.
I have been in California for a very, very long time, but I have not lost my roots.
Jeez. Luke Bryan just stole that for a title for his next song right there.
There you go. Tar right. bubble popping.
Here's the next one. Okay.
Maybe you should write it and I'll sing it.
I'm gonna. Don't test me. All right. George from the 714.
Wait, but we didn't answer his question.
Oh, we didn't?
We probably
should have,
right?
Oh, USDA. Okay.
I can. Yeah. So USDA, anything he wants to know, but it's for rural areas. So it's not something that you can get being in the middle of downtown LA, but there are a lot of areas in Los Angeles that do actually qualify. A lot of areas in Texas, Illinois, Indiana, many, many, many states have a lot of USDA property that would be eligible, and it is zero down. You do have to qualify. It's based on your size of your income, how much income, or size of your family, how much income that you can earn. But that actually might be a really great opportunity for him. It's just going to depend on where the property is located and if it is actually eligible for the USDA financing, and then is his credit eligible, and, you know, is his income eligible and all that good stuff. But do you know what the best way is for him to find out?
You probably go to the Mortgage Mom.
Come to website. The Mortgage Mom.
Yeah, there's all kinds of ways.
That's right. Call me, connect with me, go watch my YouTube, learn about USDA first, and then give me a call. Mortgage Mom Radio here with a news alert. Did you guys hear all about the Federal Reserve? They came out and they said they're not going to raise interest rates. Well, that is fantastic news. And do you know what it did for us in the mortgage industry? Well, we saw a nice little dip in interest rates. If you've thought about refinancing, now could be a great time to lock in a lower rate. If you've looked into it in the past, maybe even a year ago, interest rates are lower today. We hit a low that we haven't been at for well over a year. Give me a call. Let's talk about it. You can reach me at my office at 844-935-3634. Or hey, text the word MOM to 474747. I'd be happy to answer your questions there. Maybe it's also a great time to get rid of that mortgage insurance that you have on your current loan. And you know what? Maybe you've got some more equity than you did the last time that you looked into a refinance. Either way, it's a great time to get in touch with me. So call me right now, 844-935-3634.
Oh, man, we just got, it's starting to be spring now, and we've just got all these events happening. Mortgage Mom, what's up now tomorrow?
So tomorrow is the news and brews, and I've had it all over my Facebook page. I sent out, I'm going to send out a text message to all of you mom lovers who are part of my text club. I'll send it out right after the show is over. But don't forget, if you guys do want to come out, you need to get your tickets. You do have to register. They are free. And
mom lovers, is that what you're calling? In the club now,
yeah,
the Mom Lovers Club.
It's Mortgage Mom Radio. Yeah, yeah, it's the Mom Lovers Club. I think everybody loves mom, don't they?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I know Danielle loves mom. Danielle, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
All right. So what did you think? Don't you think that my texting, you know, my text club should be the Mom Lovers Club?
Absolutely.
I love it. Hey, and if you guys texted me before, that's why you're getting text messages now. So you've opted in. Anyway, Danielle, I just want to remind everybody about the news and brews tomorrow. I know that we're starting to get pretty full. We don't have a whole bunch of tickets left that are available, but tell them all what they're going to get. And I know you guys have got some cool giveaways.
Yep. So for giveaways, we have an Amazon gift card we're giving away. We have a couple really great real estate books on investing and just kind of an overview on what the event is. Everybody can come down to the local brewery in San Pedro. Each guest will get two beers complimentary from the local brewery. So that's fun.
Now, the name of the brewery is a little weird. Can you spell it for me again?
Yes, it's called Brewery West, but it's spelled Brouwerij West.
Okay, we might have to do that about four times for people to write that down.
That's a triple word score on Scrabble,
right?
By the way,
I'm wondering if you actually put in just regular spelling of Brewery West San Pedro, I wonder if it would come up in Google.
If you Google brewery in San Pedro, it's one of the only ones
and
that will come up.
Yeah, and it's spelled with a really funky way. So I think they'll find it. All right, so it's going to be at the brewery, and we're going to go through real estate news. So you said it's news and brews, so we're getting two free brews per person from the brewery. Awesome. And then what are we going to talk about?
So just a real quick punch list. We have Tom Heineman from State Farm coming. He'll review anybody's current homeowners insurance policies to make sure that they have enough coverage on their current properties, which we felt was really important with all the Malibu fires and everything that's went on in the country recently.
Hey, so if they're coming on out, they need to make sure that they're bringing their current insurance policy, homeowners policy.
Yes, for any and all properties that they own, and it does not matter if they are with State Farm or not. He will still take a look at them to see if they have sufficient coverage for their current properties.
Okay, awesome.
He's also going to talk about life insurance policies. Those have changed a lot in the last couple of years, so he'll be touching base on that. And then our title officer, Ronna Luna, will be coming out. She's going to talk about Prop 60 and 90, which a lot of people want to hear about for their next move to see if they can transfer their base year value to the next property.
And then what's even better is the homeowner's exemption that I talked about with LA assessor Jeffrey Prang. You guys are going to actually have those tax exemption forms there, right?
Yes. So we'll have the forms ready for people to fill out if they have not filed for their homeowner's property tax exemption. What was the stat that Jeffrey Prang gave you of how much money has been left on the table in LA County?
$30 million has been left on the table. So that's how many homeowners, you know, there's a lot of homeowners that have not filed for their exemption to take the tax deduction.
And then she's also going to touch on current vesting. Some people have transferred their properties into a trust or want to put their current properties that they have in a trust that they created after they purchased the property. So we'll check and make sure everything has been done properly. And if it hasn't, we will help them be able to do that, which is very important on any properties that anybody owns.
Very good. Very good. Okay.
And then what are you going to touch on?
I'm going to actually just talk to anybody that comes in. So, you know, if they want to talk about, you know, investing, how can I get into another property? You know, do I want to sell my home and buy another? Do I want to hold on to my house, which is obviously my recommendation always. And how do I go buy another property? So whether they're going to pull some money out of their current home for a down payment, maybe we can get them into a property with not, you know, as much out of pocket. So they go primary to primary to primary. That's usually my best recommendation. They want to go buy some investment property, then we'd need a little bit more in down, and we might look at doing a cash out refinance. And especially right now, we've had this really nice surge in the mortgage rates. So, and when I say surge, that means that the mortgage-backed securities have actually had a surge in investing. So our rates have actually come down. So right now is a really great time for people to refinance a home, to pull cash out, to go do something else. So it's where I'm going to just be talking about all of those things, and any questions that anybody has whatsoever, I'll answer those. And then I do plan to drink those two beers while I'm there as well.
Sounds good. Yeah, I heard that rates are probably about where they were in January of 2018. Do you think that's about accurate?
We hit a 13-month low. So yes, right. That's probably right on target. And I don't know if this is a short-term, you know, thing that we got the news that the Federal Reserve is not going to increase the prime rate through the rest of this year. And they're even indicating that we probably won't see an increase through 2020 if we do maybe one. So I don't know if it was that initial announcement that was made that, you know, changed the market and it turned it for the better, but for a short period of time, or if we will see this actually drag on. But it is something that was absolutely not anticipated, and it is perfect timing for anybody looking to buy, refinance, cash out, do home improvement, pay off some debt. It really is something that was not anticipated, and we're super excited about it.
Absolutely. We planned this event a couple of months ago. I think it couldn't be better timing for anybody that is looking to refinance or finance, because now is the time to do it. No one knows what the future holds, but we are at a 13-month low. So yeah. People should be taking advantage of that.
Absolutely. So it is tomorrow. It's on Sunday, March the 31st. And what is the time?
From 2:00 to 5:00.
Okay. So from 2 to 5, and anybody jumping in the car that missed the beginning, it's at the Brewery West
in San Pedro, but that is spelled Brouwerij.
And anybody that wants to know about how to get tickets for it, it is, again, a free event, like I mentioned before. And I am going to, right after the show is over, I'm going to send out a massive text message to my mom club, or like I said a little bit earlier, my mom lovers. And and if you guys are not on my text app, please, or, you know, in my database, please make sure that you text the word mom to 474747. Do that right now. That will actually opt you in, so that when I do send the text message out after the show is over, you will get the information. I'll have the link there to go to the registration page, and you guys can sign up and register for the event. Danielle, you're awesome.
Sounds good. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Sounds good. Hold a couple beers for me before I get there.
All right.